Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Well, Bob, here we are on another awards podcast.
Wait, what? I didn't know that. I need to mentally prepare. Don full body armor and helmet.
Take out that Second Life insurance policy. Bob.
What?
It's the WIT Award podcast, not the Avery's.
Oh, right. I always get those confused.
You're not the only one. But the polls are closed, so you know that the Avery's aren't that far away.
I'm keeping an eye out for seagulls or radioactive chemicals.
Now, the Avery's are awarded by fans. The WIT Award is given annually to a mentor who has given the same kind of biblically-based wisdom and encouragement as John Avery Whitaker.
Right, right. This year's winner is Elena. She was nominated by Emma, who not only goes to church with Elena, she's also best friends with her daughter.
We recently chatted with Emma and Elena, and Emma's mom, Jen, and Elena's daughter, Layla.
Oh boy, I hope I can keep all that straight.
Let's give it a try. Well, I'm excited about this podcast. The WIT Award is always one of my favorites, and we have Emma on the line and Emma's mom, Jen, so welcome.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
Thanks for having us.
And also on the line with us are Elena and her daughter, Layla. Elena is the one who was nominated and won the WIT Award, and Layla is her 13-year-old daughter, a friend of Emma's. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much. Super excited to be here. This is amazing.
Well, cool. So, Emma, you've been listening to Adventures in Odyssey for a while. I have to ask, do you remember when you first started listening? And I do know there's a lot of, you know, second-generation Odyssey listeners, and I believe your parents also listen to Odyssey. So there's a double question for you. When did you start listening? And then also about your parents and their interest in Odyssey.
I think I started listening to Adventures in Odyssey around age 6 or 7. My dad's whole family, including his parents, used to listen to Adventures in Odyssey together, and that's how I started listening, because he would always listen to it in the car.
So 3 generations, that's awesome.
And Elena, we know that you're an Odyssey listener because Emma wrote about that when she nominated you. Is it true that your father introduced you to the program?
Yeah. My dad would have us listen in the car, on the radio, and then whenever we went on road trips, he would surprise us with the cassette albums and the different stories. And probably around age 10 or so. And then when my girls were small, I started having them listen. So I guess we're a third generation hit, too.
Well, you had a special relationship with the episode with applesauce. You want to tell us about that?
Oh, man. So we were heading down to visit my grandparents, and it was one of those long trips with all of my siblings. And my dad was like, I don't know if you guys are ready to handle this. This is, you know, very intense listening. And we were like, no, we can do it. We can do it. And he's like, I don't know. It's, you know, and so it introduces the Imagination Station and all of the crazy stuff, and then Blackheart comes in. But as we're listening, like in the car, and we just kept being like, "You have to play the next tape. Put the next tape in. Like, flip it over. Hurry up!" And it kept us very occupied. And it was a super like intense episode when I don't even know how old I was. You know, 8 or 10 or 12 or somewhere in there, pretty young. But applesauce was, well, we call it applesauce. I have been corrected by my child that that's not what it's called. But
well, you obviously made an impression, and you felt that it was important to share Odyssey with your own kids. What are some of the reasons for that?
I love how they bring, you know, scripture in. I love Chris's wrap-up at the end. Like, I'm always waiting for the wrap-up, you know. What was the scripture? What was the story that they were trying to, you know, bring home? I love the way the Imagination Station makes things come alive. I love how the families feel like they're part of your family. So, like, my favorite was the Barkley family, you know, when I was little.
Yeah.
But it just always felt like they were a part of our family. And so we had to not miss an episode. We had to know what was going to happen. You know, it was really important to us. And just hearing the struggles and hearing the similarities, you know, that you experience or things you go through, it's always just been wonderful. And then, of course, you know, when Mr. Whitaker has, like, the best advice ever, and you wish as a parent that you could, like, have those ready to, like, pull out of your pocket and share with your kids.
Wit is full of wisdom, always. Yeah. Emma, your write-up mentioned that Elaine is always talking about Odyssey. Can you recreate, like, maybe a typical conversation between the two of you guys?
Okay, so I might say something like, have you heard the episode called The Visitors, Miss Elena?
And I would be like, which one is that? Or who's the main family? And it would get back and forth.
Emma and Layla are masters. They, I think, have every episode memorized, so they spend a lot of time coming up with trivia questions to trick each other, and then sometimes Elena will jump in because she knows probably almost as many as the girls do. So it's kind of a race to see if Elena or Layla can identify the episode based on some little fact they might remember about it.
Wow. Well, I know when we're out in public or when I go to a homeschool convention and host the focus booth, kids are always coming up and trying to challenge me with a trivia question. And honestly, they stump me a lot of times. So whether it's Layla or Emma, hit us with one of these trivia questions.
Okay. What invention is made in the first episode, Wit's Flop?
Oh, yeah, that would be the pizza oven.
Yeah.
Right? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you have one too, Jen?
How about, what's Tom Riley's wife's name?
Agnes. And yeah. And in full disclosure, we have our own Odyssey supercomputer, Nathan Hubler, who whispered that in my ear. So I'm sorry. I love Tom Riley, and if I would have thought long enough, but it was right there.
Good job, Layla.
Well, Emma, we've had the Wit Awards for a number of years now. How'd you hear about them?
I heard about the Wit Awards last year when I logged on to Odyssey, and I saw it on the homepage, and I thought to myself who I would nominate, and I immediately thought of Miss Elena.
Oh.
So I filled out that form and submitted her.
So you hadn't nominated her before then? This is the first time?
I've done it last year and this year.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I'm glad that it worked out. See, if at first you don't succeed, nominate again.
And, you know, when I look back in my own life, I can pinpoint, you know, specific teachers or people who were mentors, but maybe I didn't realize it at the time. So, Emma, when did you realize how important Elena is in your life?
I realized how important she was to me last year when I nominated her for the first time. I was thinking of who I would nominate, and I immediately thought Miss Elena, and that was the first time I realized that she was a really great mentor.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to ask how Elena and Layla reacted to hearing that they won the Wit Award. We don't have to, because we actually captured that moment live. Let's listen.
Hello?
Hi, Miss Elena. This is Emma. I have a surprise for you.
Elena, this is Debbie Smith. I am with the Adventures in Odyssey team, calling from Colorado Springs. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Oh, we're fabulous, and we have big news for you. Emma nominated you for the Wit Award, and I'm really happy to announce that you are this year's Wit Award winner. Yeah, so the... Congratulations.
My daughter is crying.
Oh, sweet.
Emma, oh my goodness.
There's no way to recreate that. We had to hear the original moment. So tell us exactly what you were feeling with all that giddy excitement.
Very surprised and excited and embarrassed and humbled and encouraged. And it just seemed very surreal. That was a lot.
And Layla, how about you? You seemed even more excited, possibly, than even your mom.
Well, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is actually Adventure Odyssey is calling us. I was like, this is like the best day of my life.
And Emma, what's a specific way that Miss Elena reminds you of wit?
So there's a lot of things that she reminds me of wit, but a couple are, she gets to know like her small group girls before she'll give them advice and stuff. I feel like Mr. Whitaker, he gets to know the kids in Odyssey and then gives them advice based on like who they are. And she also gives advice based on lessons that she's learned in her own life, just like Mr. Whitaker does.
Yeah, that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom, isn't it? You'd be able to share it in a way that's meaningful to an individual person. That's special. Oh, I've got to ask you about a couple things in your write-up, Emma. You mentioned that Miss Elena always has fun crafts to teach you about God's Word. Can you give us an example about one of those crafts?
Yeah, one craft that she did with us to teach us about God was we did this painting that said, "You are a light." And while we played this painting, she taught us about the verse that went with it, Matthew 5:16, which said, "In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Then she told us to keep the painting as a reminder to be a light and had like a whole teaching on that. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Elena, we've been talking about what Emma wrote about you. What would you write about her? Because often mentors learn just as much from the people that they're mentoring as the other way around. So what have you learned from Emma?
I've been able to get to know her over the past couple of years and have really seen her grow. She had always been one of the girls that the other girls would run to and always wanted to get hugs from and wanted to talk to. And Emma is an amazing friend to everyone. And she includes them, and she's a great hugger, and she's a super good listener, and she is very encouraging to her friends. So no matter what it is that they're sharing, you know, she's listening to them, she's encouraging them, she's congratulating them. Her parents do an amazing job modeling that to her, and she then models that to all of her friends and kids around her. I mean, she is such an encouragement to me as well. Like, she's not afraid to tell, you know, adults and little kids and her same peers alike and give them their kudos and just to continue to encourage them to do what they're doing.
Oh, I love that answer. And again, you, as Emma wrote, you are a Mr. Whitaker in her life, but often mentors have good mentors. So I have to ask, did you have kind of a Mr. Whitaker in your life growing up?
I did. Her name was Pam, and she was my middle school and high school youth leader at my church. And there had been a big youth group, and then as I was coming up in elementary school, and then by the time I hit youth group age, everybody had, like, aged out, and there was almost, like, no one left. I think there were only five of us for, like, all of my middle school and high school, and one of them was even my sister, so I didn't feel like it counted. So every week, you know, Miss Pam was there, and she, through the difficulties and trials of middle school and high school and all the questions and all the worries and all the extreme drama, and I had a lot of drama, and so she was always there with hugs and smiles and tissues, and it was wonderful. Like, and it was super important. And it was in eighth grade that I was saved. And so it was getting to do youth group ministry. I was like, that is like the most important place. There's so much going on inside that age group. And so I just, it was super necessary for me in my survival to have that person and that safe place to be and to share and to feel like I could go through my days and be encouraged to be who God made me to be.
Oh, yes,
and not
so
be
much.
Afraid.
That is so,
so
important. I can just imagine people listening to our conversation today flashing back to their own middle school years and thinking about people who helped them get through the way that Pam helped you. Emma, what qualities should kids look for in a mentor?
I think they should look for a mentor who you can tell they follow God by their actions. And I feel like they should read the Bible and give advice that mirrors what they read, not just what they think.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice.
Well, Elena, we heard your first reaction to winning the award in the moment. Now that you've had time to reflect, what's been going through your mind?
A lot of that same feeling. but also just extreme encouragement and just praising the Lord that, you know, when, as you're going through life and as you're going through the day-to-day with your family and all the busyness, that, you know, taking those moments, it's just reaffirming that, you know, being Christ-like and taking the time to talk to people and have those conversations and to be a light, it does make a difference. And, you know, it is, people do notice that. And so not to give up and not to stop trying. And even when you're tired and you don't want to head back out to youth group for another 3 hours, that it's important and you should do it because those kids, you know, are there. And I get just as much energy and excitement and joy from my time with them. So it's just reaffirming, you know, and feels great.
Well, if you ladies ever make it out to Colorado Springs, we want to make sure you look us up and we can maybe have lunch together or share a WADFAM chalk sod over at Wits End, but we'd love to meet you in person sometime.
That would be amazing.
We will definitely plan on it. I feel a multi-family road trip coming on.
All right.
Yes.
Right? And as you know, down at Wits End, your name will be on that plaque.
That's in Wits' office. That's right.
Yes.
We got to get a picture of that.
Forever and ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Definitely.
Well, I can't tell you how encouraging it was just to talk to all of you and to just be reaffirmed of how God uses us to reach others. Again, I love how you said it, when you're tapped into God's word and you're sharing the wisdom from the Bible and just not your own thoughts, what an impact that can have on people. So just generationally, what you've done and with Emma and Layla growing up, and they'll be that next generation of encouragers and mentors to others. So thank you to all of you, Jen, Layla, Emma, Elena. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Such a great group of people. You know, I love the Wit Awards.
Me too. And as the winner, Elena gets a bundle of Focus and Odyssey gifts, a one-year membership to the club, and her name on a plaque here at Focus on the Family alongside our past winners. As we mentioned, if you're looking for said plaque, it's in Wit's office downstairs at the Welcome Center.
If you miss this year's award, there's always next year. And in the meantime, why not try to be a Wit to someone in your life?
Wit himself is featured in this month's club adventure titled Alibis. But I think it's fair to say it's not your typical Wit adventure. Let's have Chris tell us all about it.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a mystery unfolds at Wit's End.
What was that?
Bridget!
What happened?
What does it look like? Whoa. I've been tarred in feathers.
Someone here did it.
But who?
Everyone has their theories.
I think I know who did it. The only one diabolical enough to execute this plan.
I know who did it.
If someone had easy access to feathers,
find out who done it and why this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online or join the club at adventuresinodyssey.com or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan-favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.